Mosley's machine learning architecture starts in the field. During training deployments, a Mosley E Aegis is co-located with a validated reference ethylene monitor, a relatively expensive, large, commercially deployed instrument the cold chain industry already trusts. The two devices breathe the same air, inside the same refrigerated environment, over the same produce. The reference monitor produces validated ethylene readings. Those readings become the labeled training signal. At the same time, the E Aegis logs its own multi-sensor response from the onboard E array. Our on-device ML model, called E Sentinel, learns the mapping between the two. Over many trials, E Sentinel learns to recognize, from the E array signal alone, the patterns that correspond to rising ethylene, climacteric onset, and spoilage risk territory. We do not claim laboratory-grade absolute parts per billion at the E Aegis. We claim something more useful and more defensible. That E Sentinel, once trained, recognizes ethylene state and trajectory well enough to emit a calibrated risk score. And the risk score is what drives action. But the bigger idea is this. The student does not need to share sensors with the teacher. Take the EMCP release node. It carries no ethylene sensor at all. It does not need to. The tiny ML student running on it, distilled from E Sentinel on the E Aegis, has been trained to recognize climacteric state from the environmental fingerprint a release node already sees. Temperature, humidity, time in deployment, neighbor signals over Bluetooth, adsorbent loading. The teacher saw ethylene. The student infers it from everything else. That's the load-bearing pattern across the Mosley architecture. A source of truth instrument teaches once. The inexpensive distributed nodes infer state from whatever signals they already have and act on that inference. Every Mosley product rides on this pattern. It is what makes ambient ethylene intelligence economic at fleet scale.